Are you bad with money? A lot of us think that we are, and that mindset is holding us back, according to Lauren Simmons, author of the new book, Make Money Move, A Guide to Financial Wellness. Lauren is the host of the Money Moves podcast and a barrier-breaking trader at the New York Stock Exchange. Here she is to share five of her key insights.
My name is Lauren Simmons, and I am the author of Make Money Move. I made history in 2017 by becoming the youngest equity trader at the New York Stock Exchange and the second African-American equity trader to work on the exchange in the exchange's 230-plus years. Writing this book has been so special to me. Being in a room with 250 men as the only woman, all I could think of was how can I get this information to more people that look like me, that are as young as me, that are younger than me. As my story started to grow, I would get messages from all of you, and I knew then it was my purpose to write this book for you. So often I am presented with the question, how do I start investing? How much should I be investing? How can I be better at money? I'm so bad at money. I just want you to stop right there. Words have power. We are not bad at money, so let's change that immediately and use the words, I am good with money and I am making smart money moves. For people that don't know my story, my background, I am everything that on paper that doesn't make sense for Wall Street. I am a woman. I'm from the South. I am Black. I stand a tall 5'1", and I did not study finance in school. And yet, despite all of those things, I made history. Which brings me to insight number one. We are going to get your mind right. Our minds possess power beyond imagination. Sit with those words. Feel those words. And I want you to say those words out loud again. Our minds possess power beyond imagination. If your mind is not in a good place, then you won't be able to unlock all the treasures this world has to offer you. And this isn't just some wishful thinking. This is about making the shift. Before you even pick up this book, I want you to know that you know yourself better than anyone else. You have all the answers you need to make decisions that are right for you. People in this world, they have good intentions, I do believe. But through their life experiences, will go out of their way to pull you down, often out of protection, or some just don't want to see you win. My book is to empower you to listen to your North Star. We will work on sharpening your tools so that you are making decisions that feel good for you. We will eliminate listening to individuals that project their fears onto you. We will stop listening to people that condition us to live with a fear-based mindset or to live in lack. Something that I learned on the exchange floor is that we have to make decisions in microseconds. And whatever decisions we made, we had to own those decisions, good or bad. You get better at making decisions once you understand who you want to show up as in this world. This book will be a catalyst to start you on this journey to unlock anything that you want in this world, including money. But just know that this is a muscle you have to continue to work out. These are practices I have implemented in my life over the past 10 years and will continue to do so. Self-sabotage, I was great at that. Over the past years, I have learned to change my inner critic to empower me, to uplift me, and to motivate me. If you aren't your biggest cheerleader, why would you expect anyone else to come close? If you are in that place currently, it only takes a few steps and consistent practice to really make your mind work for you in a positive way. But remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and this journey doesn't just stop when you get to a good place. I'm still implementing all of these tools in my day to day. The most powerful thing you can do is work on a relationship with yourself. When you know yourself, truly know yourself, the possibilities are infinite. Also want you to know is that you are always exactly where you're meant to be, good or bad. You are always exactly where you're meant to be. My journey to the New York Stock Exchange wasn't linear by any means, and you'll dive into all of that in my book. But one of the things that often was asked by Richard Rosenblatt of Rosenblatt Securities, why Lauren? Why did you choose her? Especially because she did not go to school for finance. And something that has stayed with me is what he said. Lauren, out of all people, ended up at the New York Stock Exchange. There are people that have worked their entire lives in finance and have never stepped foot at the New York Stock Exchange. There are people that have gone to school for finance, have networked with all the quote-unquote right people. And yet, Lauren made her way to the New York Stock Exchange without even knowing what the position called for. He would go on to say, she was exactly where she was meant to be. That there was a higher being that put Lauren exactly where she needed to be. And so with us going on this journey to unlock the power of our mind, just know that you are always exactly where you're meant to be. And even if in this moment you don't want to be wherever you're at, know that you can make the shift. And the shift can happen gradually, can happen instantly, but you are always making the shift or where you're exactly meant to be. Insight number two, this is not a traditional finance book. Trust me, there are many out there. This is a financial wellness book. I am incorporating mind, body, and wealth. My book overall is to empower all the others in the room to take control of your finances. And here's a big secret. Investing in the traditional stock market isn't the only way to grow your money. In fact, while working on the floor of the exchange, 90% of the men didn't invest in the market. We are going to deep dive into other ways to invest because there's so many different asset classes to invest in. And it's okay if you don't know what asset classes are. I want you to know that you can invest as small or as large as you want, but it's not about jumping in and investing. My personal journey, I waited 2 years after I left the floor before I made my first investment. And it wasn't because I couldn't invest while I was on the trading floor. It was because I really wanted to understand what it meant to invest. There is so much noise in that you need to invest now, right now. And the truth is, if you don't have the financial literacy to invest, or you're investing with emotions, you aren't going to be making savvy decisions. My intention for this book is to have everyone that reads this to walk away feeling financially empowered. But I also want you to know the harsh truth. When we invest, we're not investing for tomorrow and expecting to get 100% return tomorrow. We are investing for the future. And again, even on your investing journey, this is a marathon, not a sprint. If you're looking to get returns tomorrow, that is called gambling, and that is not what this book is about. We are investors, and we are investing for the long term. Long term, by definition, is anything over 12 months. Short term is less than 12 months. I am not a short-term investor kind of girl. I am a long-term investor kind of girl. And you all will be long-term investors as well. Let's do this. Insight number three. So we locked into getting your money right and financially empowering ourselves. Now we kick off to having the career of our dreams, networking one-on-one, and even retirement, what does that even look like? And yes, retirement to many of you reading this book may seem like a fantasy or something that is decades down the line, but it's important to dive into this topic. Here are some truths for you to carry. Only 32% of people go into the field in which they major in. 32% of people. I want you to allow yourself to be open to opportunities. Guess what? If it isn't morally or ethically compromising your beliefs, I encourage you to just say yes. You don't need to know what your forever job will be. Actually, more likely than not, you won't even have a forever job. People throughout their career will change their jobs 2 to 3 times throughout their lifetime. I just want you to know that at all times, I encourage you all to have fun in your job, continue learning your role, and pushing yourself to take risk. The biggest growth I've seen in my career is saying yes to opportunities that I honestly would not say yes to. For instance, I was asked to speak on stage in front of 10,000 people. Sure, I have stage fright, by the way. And now, today, I'm a global motivational speaker. To take a job as an equity trader that I knew nothing about, what an equity trader does, what an equity trader is, yes, and I would go on to make history. We will dive into how to strategically network and you to get outside of your head. Because when you strategically network, there is always someone else that sees you in a role or an opportunity that you would have never envisioned for yourself. Insight number 4, money and dating. This is one of my favorite chapters. It's interesting how in dating we could talk about so much, politics, relationship, all of it, but money is typically taboo. I give a deep dive into having the money talk and being financially compatible. Money and communication is the number one and number two reason why relationships don't work. My work over the years has shined light into people and why their relationships are not working and how they're not having the money conversation or having the money conversation far too deep into a relationship and realizing that they weren't financially compatible. I don't want to share too much because this is absolutely a fun chapter. This isn't about finding your forever person. Maybe you're in college and you need to get through school. Maybe you are casually dating, or maybe you are really trying to find your forever person. Regardless, we need to be having the hard money conversation and to get honest about our needs and expectations and what we're willing to compromise on. The more honest you are about your needs up front, the better you can set expectations and the better you can be informed on if this relationship is going to be a long-term relationship or just something where you're just having fun in the interim. And lastly, insight number 5, mind, body, money. They are all interconnected and we're going to get your mind right. We're going to use our body as a temple and we're going to lock into a wealth mindset. We can make our money move. I'm so excited for you to be on this journey with me and I want you all to be open, flexible, honest, because we are going to be going through a wave of emotions when it comes to reading this book. I have continuously picked up this book to read again and again and again. And even though I wrote this book, I still am implementing everything that I practice in this book and learning new ways to develop and to grow myself and to grow my money habits. Because let me tell you, you get into a routine and then you forget about other small, simple steps. So yes, this is one of my personal favorite books and I hope this will become a book that you come back to years and years and years again. Let's dive in. I am so ready and I'm so excited.
Thank you, Lauren. That was Lauren Simmons with 5 big ideas from Make Money Move, A Guide to Financial Wellness. You might also like our book bite for Wealth Warrior, 8 Steps to Heal Your Money Wounds, Claim Abundance, and Make Stakes in the Stock Market by Linda Garcia. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.